I am not Kawikalu, as you can imagine. My name is Arnab Mukherjee. I am one of the presenters on this panel, but will be substituting as moderator for today. So in the interest of time, we're going to go ahead and just start with the presentations, because the content is the most important. We're going to have the presenters self-introduce themselves, and we're going to hold questions until after all four presenters have done, just so you can see everything, and then we spend time focusing on those. So first and foremost, let me introduce Chawi, and she will start with her presentation.
Thank you all for coming here today at this lunchtime. And my name is Chao Yi Zheng. I'm a student at Georgetown University, and I have a master's degree from Georgetown in biomedical science policy and advocacy. And I'm currently taking classes in biostatistics. And my current projects involve cancer research and research in college student health that involves that looks at the psychological factors behind their risky behaviors. And my presentation today is about type 2 diabetes in Asian Americans and its association with acculturation in this population. So type 2 diabetes is a chronic condition that is known to cause a huge burden of disease globally. Etiologically speaking, it has causes in both genetic and environmental factors. Many Asian countries are currently undergoing a rapid increase in the prevalence of this condition, and at the same time, reports from within the United States repeatedly pointed out that Asian Americans are at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes when compared with non-Hispanic white Americans. Now, as we all know, Asian Americans as a group are all fairly recent immigrants to the United States. And the process of migration and adapting to the U.S. culture and environment can have a profound impact on their health. However, this role of acculturation has not been fully explored in the context of type 2 diabetes in Asian Americans. So that's what we're trying to address. And past research on this topic has also produced inconsistent findings. So here are our research questions. First of all, is acculturation associated to type 2 diabetes in this population? And if so, how are they associated? And since past research has produced inconsistent results, so could it be the case that this association is not consistent, is not uniform across the board, but instead basic demographic factors such as gender and ethnicity, do they play a role here? So to answer these questions, we analyzed data from the California Health Interview Survey. This survey is a telephone-based, population-based survey that is, its sampling was designed to represent the entire Californian population. This survey was conducted biannually, and we combined data from its 2007 and 2009 cycles. And in our analytic sample, we had 7,188 Asian Americans who were at least 35 years old and from one of these six ethnic groups, which are Chinese, South Asian, Filipino, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese. Those are the six biggest ethnic groups of Asian Americans in California as well as in the whole United States. And we chose US-born non-Hispanic white as our reference group. And in this study, type 2 diabetes was defined as self-reported type 2 diabetes diagnosed by a doctor. And we thought a lot about what measures of acculturation we wanted to use. We eventually decided to use simple proxies of acculturation that were available from the survey and also used widely in the acculturation literature. The first one was generational status, categorized into first generation for those Asian Americans who were foreign-born, and second generation, U.S.-born, but had at least one foreign-born parent, and third or greater generation, U.S.-born, and both parents were U.S.-born as well. And the second proxy was language spoken at home. it was dichotomized into those who only speak English and those who speak other language at home as well. Well, that includes who speak only other languages or those who speak both English and other languages. And for the analysis part, because the survey was designed to represent the entire California population, and so we weighted all our analysis with the sampling weights in order to be representative of the population. And we used logistic regression to estimate odds ratios associated with the Asian race and different acculturation statuses. And we controlled for covariates including age, obesity level, income, medical insurance, and health behavior factors such as smoking, drinking, and physical activity. And we also tested for the effect modification by gender and ethnicity in this association, and it turns out both of them interact with at least one of the proxies that we were looking at. So we stratified the regression analysis by both gender and ethnicity. So let's first look at the prevalence of type 2 diabetes in different subgroups of Asian Americans. All these prevalence numbers were age-adjusted, and I would like you to emphasize that these are data, these are numbers derived from the Californian population of at least 35 years old. So please bear that in mind when you compare these with like national statistics or, you know, prevalence in a more general population. And on this graph, The orange bar to the left represents prevalence in men, and blue bar represents prevalence in women. And as we can see here, all in all racial or ethnic groups, the prevalence in men are higher than women. And also, there are drastic differences across different ethnic groups. And in particular, Filipino and South Asian men have a very high prevalence, each about 19%, while in women, it was the Filipino and Korean women that showed the highest prevalence across the six ethnicities that we examined. And the overall prevalence of all Asian Americans by gender was shown on this graph. It was the second cluster from the left. So the 11.4 is the general prevalence in Asian Americans, in Asian American men, and it's significantly higher than the 7.8 found in U.S. born whites, our reference group. And for women, the overall prevalence was 7.6 and also higher than the reference group, but not significantly higher. And then the clusters to the right are the prevalence by our first proxy, by immigrant generation. And again, there is very drastic difference across different subgroups. In men, the second generation and the third or greater generation both have very high prevalence, much higher than the found in the reference group, and also much higher than the first generation men. While in women, the pattern is it seems to be different. It was the first generation Asian women that showed the highest prevalence among the three groups. And then when we look at by our second proxy, language use at home, we can see again this the patterns show here are pretty consistent with what we see when we use generation as the proxy. So Asian men who speak only English at home, those are more likely to be more acculturated and more likely to be born within the United States. And that group has very high prevalence. And in women, it's again different. The less acculturated as measured by language use have again higher prevalence for type 2 diabetes. So when we compare the patterns found in men and women on this graph and also the previous graph, we can see that we may notice that gender could play a role here. It could be modifying the association between acculturation and type 2 diabetes. And this was confirmed by our test for interaction term in the regression analysis, even after controlling for all of the covariates. And now let's look at the odds ratios. These numbers here are estimated odds ratios from, these come from the logistic regression analysis, and for those we stratified by both gender and ethnicity, and we controlled for all the covariates, so these are the final numbers. The numbers are estimated odds ratios, and we omitted the confidence intervals just to make the table more readable. And we also only kept ethnic groups that showed significant difference in this table, so it doesn't look too busy. And that's why you don't find Japanese or Vietnamese on this table yet. And the blank cells are because we did not have sufficient subjects to make the estimate. In Asian men, second generation Chinese and Filipino men both show a high risk for type 2 diabetes. And in the first generation Asians, it was the South Asian and South Asian men and Korean women that show a mildly but significantly elevated risk. But it's very interesting that in third or greater generation Chinese women, the risk is actually significantly lower than the reference group. And similarly, when we look at the second proxy, again, the findings in Chinese and Filipino men are similar to what we saw in the previous table. But what is interesting here is when you look at Asian men who speak other languages at home, and when you compare the odds ratios found in Chinese and in South Asian men, they seem to be very different, while South Asian men who speak other languages at home seem to have an elevated risk. The Chinese men who speak other languages at home seems to have a lower risk for type 2 diabetes. So again, from these tables, we can see again that the risk or the association between acculturation and type 2 diabetes are not uniform. In addition to gender, as we mentioned earlier, there's ethnicity can also play a role here, especially when you look at the Asian and the Chinese and South Asian men on this table. So again, the interaction was confirmed by testing with logistic regression. So in summary, what we found was that consistent with a lot of earlier reports, the Asian American population do have a higher prevalence or risk for type 2 diabetes, but we found it was more profound in men. And then there is indeed an association between acculturation and type 2 diabetes, but this association, again, is not uniform across the board. It's heavily modified by both gender and ethnicity. So I think that the take-home message is that there is very substantial heterogeneity in risk for type 2 diabetes that exists within the Asian American population. And finally, I want to talk about some of the limitations. First of all, we used cross-sectional data, so the results are subject to all the vulnerabilities or, you know, biases associated with the nature of the data. And the second one is what I want to emphasize here is that type 2 diabetes in general is an underdiagnosed disease. So a lot of people with type 2 diabetes goes undiagnosed. And the chance or the extent to which these diseases are not detected may vary across, may vary in subjects of different race, gender, ethnicity, or different acculturation statuses. And especially in first generation immigrants, they may have less access to healthcare and they may underutilize medical resources. So that could, that it's possible that these things lead to that they have an even higher chance of their, not not being able to get their type 2 diabetes diagnosed, and we cannot be sure if those are what caused the observed lower prevalence in first-generation Asian men. And the last one is there were some important risk factors for type 2 diabetes that were not measured in the survey. For example, family history of diabetes and environmental factors from early development. Those were not measured in the survey, so we could not disentangle the effect of acculturation from the effects of those things that we didn't measure. So thank you. If you have questions, you could ask me after all the presentations are done. I put thank yous in all those different Asian languages here, just in hoping to remind you of the diversity and heterogeneity of the Asian population when we talk about it. Thank you.